Zimbabwe has maintained its place on international media watchdogs' lists of the worst places to be a journalist. Foster Dongozi, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists, says while things have been bad for the past few years, they took a turn for the worse with the abduction and murder of cameraman Edward Chikomba earlier this year for allegedly supplying international news organizations with footage of opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai after his alleged assault in police custody.
That for me is the lowest point. It doesn't matter whether that's the single media infringement that's done in 1 year. But for a journalist to be abducted and murdered in cold blood makes it then Zimbabwe no different from countries like Sierra Leone or Liberia during the height of their civil wars.
Zimbabwe has always had an uneasy relationship with the independent media. But Dongozi says things took a turn for the worse in 2002 when the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act came into law. Criticized by rights organizations as an attempt to limit freedom of expression, it requires that publishing houses and journalists register with a government-appointed commission to operate in Zimbabwe. Failure to do so could mean a prison sentence for journalists. Four privately owned newspapers have been shut down for allegedly breaking the law. Journalists' organizations in Zimbabwe have made numerous attempts to have the law repealed or amended. But the new Minister of Information, Sikanyiso Ndlovu, recently told journalists that the law is here to stay. Zimbabweans go to the polls early next year, and Dongozi sees things getting worse for journalists.
Certainly, as a journalist begin to expose the interfering with constituencies, the use of food as an election-winning gimmick, the manipulation of the voters' roll, the manipulation of all electoral processes. The government is likely to be very uneasy as journalists continue to expose that. Certainly it's going to get uglier for journalists in Zimbabwe, especially those operating in the privately owned media.
There are three privately owned weekly newspapers in Zimbabwe, but the government has maintained the monopoly on radio and television it inherited from the colonial government at independence in 1980. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.